Okay, let's get back to Shune Gavoi. Shune Gavoi, we discussed that there are two, which are really three pshatim in the Gemara. The main kaiches we put into was the Rashbam, Taisis, and the Rush. The Rashbam, Taisis, and the Rush all hold that Shune Gavoi means the inside room. That we were in the inside room and we walked through. The Maritama says, I walked through, and therefore the chazaka that you're claiming is not a chazaka. That was the Rashbam's pshat. As the Ramah says, there are really two different pshatim there. And the two different pshatim are either I walked through, like the Lashon of Taisis, or I walked through and used the outside rooms. So it's two variations on the one taich of Shchudei Gavoi. Yesterday I told you the Ramban's taich, the Ramban and then Muki Yosef, taich Shchudei Gavoi means a faraway country. I was in Taiman, and because I was in a faraway country, I didn't hear Yachazaka, or didn't pay to make a mecha, and that pshat of a faraway country is something we're going to have again. In the first sugya we learn Efti Yantif and Shukei Barai, and then again later, if we get that far, in the later mems of the parak. There's actually a fourth pshat, in other words, a second pshat in Shune, in the Tait Shune Gavoi means a faraway country. The Rif, if you look in the Lashon HaRif, he Tait Shune Gavoi, a faraway country, but he says pshat in the Gemara differently. He says, Shune Gavoi means I was in a faraway country on the day you say I sold it to you. You claim I sold it to you on this and this day. On that day, I wasn't here. On that day, I was far away. So even though you attack, I have 3 years, that I'm loyal to you. But we know, Kol Chazaka She'eini Mataina Lav Chazaka. If a person has 3 years, he has to have a taina. He's telling you, sold it to me. I couldn't have sold it to you that day. On that day, I was in a distant country. So, Tait Shchune Gavoi is a distant country. But he's saying, not that it's a problem with the Chazaka. That's a problem with the day of the Mechira. The Mela, Rav Nachman and Rava argue, who has to prove it? So Rav Nachman says that the Machzik has to prove his Taina, that possibly he bought it from him. He doesn't have to prove he bought it from him. He has to prove it was possible that he bought it from him. And Rava says, Dina hachi, amaisin l'chaver al-varaya, the Marikama has to prove it. So it's a fourth pshat. What's highly unusual is that the Rif is the Avi Kol HaRishayim. The Rif is the earliest of all the Rishayim. The Rif is the Rebbe of the Rebbeim of many of the Rishayim. It's a little funny that the Rif is Kemat Das Yachid in this pshat, that everyone did not like his pshat. So we'll see the ice fear of the Gemara, maybe we'll understand a little why there was something wrong with the Rif's pshat, that even the Muki Yosef should ignore it. We have to understand. Okay, so let's see the end of the Gemara. I know at the end of Shea yesterday I mentioned the Rashbam, the bottom Rashbam of the Beis Halevi. I hope we should be able to get back to it yet at the end of Shir. But what I'd like to focus on mostly today is the klolim of Hametzi Mechavei Olav Araya, the way the Gemara in the Maskana comes to us. So let's see the Gemara in Daf Lamed. Gemara is the Stira, Rav Nachman Adar Rav Nachman, and Rava Adar Rava. We start from the top of Lamed Omer Aleph. Hudamalei Lechavrei Kol Nichzei Debei Barsisim Mezavinalach. I'm selling you all of the properties I own that I bought from Bar Sisan. Haviyahu Ara Dava Mikri de Bay Bar Sisan. It was a piece of land that was called the Bay Bar Sisan. Amalei, so the buyer thought it's included in the sale. Amalei, ha lab de Bay Bar Sisan. He decruyu de Makari de Bay Bar Sisan. This land is called the Bay Bar Sisan. George Washington Bridge is called the George Washington Bridge. It doesn't mean it belongs to George Washington. It doesn't come from him. It's called Dichsei Devei Bar Sisan, but it's not that Bar Sisan ever owned it. And Memela, it's not included in the Mechira. also the Kamei Rav Nachman, Ukme Biyada Lekeach. So here, Rav Nachman did Fakaret. Before he said that the Lekeach has to prove it, he said, no, Lekeach gets it, the Meicher has to prove it. Amalei Rav, Dinachi, Amaitim Achavera, Lava Raya. And Rav said, Mamish Fakaret. He said, what are you talking about? The Meicher has to prove it. The Lekeach should have to prove it. He's a Meitzi. Kasha Durava, Durava, Kasha Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. In one place, Rav Nachman says, like the Meicher is the Mozik. In one place, it says, Lekeach is the Mozik. Rava, the reverse. In the first case, he says, Lekeach is the Mozik. In the second case, he says, the Meicher is the Mozik. What's going on? Lekeach. Okay, so we're going to focus today on understanding Rav Nachman and understanding Rava. And as we're going to see, we focus on understanding Rava is more of an ikar, as you'll see in a moment. Let's see. So Gemara says, again, one teretz on the stira, Rava on Rava. One teretz on the stira, Rav Nachman on the Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers first, Kasha de Rava, de Rava, Kasha de Nachman, de Rachman, de Rava, de Rava, like Kasha. Now, health cup, Rava is telling us a rule. A rule, who has to prove? When somebody has a chazaka, who has to do the proving? Zakt Rava, the following is the klal. Hasam meicher koi v'nichse. There, the meicher is standing in the property. The Beber Sisson, the buyer never had it. He never stood in the field. It's the seller who is the last person that stood in that field. Hasam meicher koi v'nichse. Hacha, in case of Gilal Shanim, lekeach koi v'nichse. Who's the one physically standing in the field on the last day? Lekeach, he had 3 years. So Rava holds, yeah, this has nothing to do with Svara, has to do with the physical Metzias. Who is physically standing in the field? Whoever is physically there, the other person is Maisei Mechaveirei Olav Harayah. That's what Rava says. That's a Chiddush. Because by Metaltalim, I understand, whoever is holding it is the Mozik. A field, we always say the field, Karka ain't anything zealous. The Karka is the Cheskis Mare. What does it matter if you're standing in the field? Yet, the Gemara says that according to Rava, HaMaitim Echaveir El Avaraya depends on who is standing in the field. Why that should be that way, that's going to be the focus of the Lumbis that we're going to discuss shortly. But again, Taichi the Gemara. Rava says, who is the Muzik? Who's the one that could force the other person to prove his Taina? Koi, the one who's standing in the field. Chiddush Atzum, that a field depends who's standing there. Again, normally we say a field doesn't matter who's standing there. It's Befeskes Marikot. So let's see. But first, let's see Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman Nachman Loi Kasha. The Rav Nachman is easy. Rav Nachman says that Bar Sisin is different than Kol HaTerekul. Kivin Da'amalei Devei Bar Sisin, Makariya Devei Bar Sisin, Alei Didei Rami Lugluyei Delav Devei Bar Sisin. Bar Sisin is different. Since it's called the Vei Bar Sisin, so Stama, we assume that it comes from Bar Sisin. So the case of Bar Sisin is different. They were not learning Klolim from Bar Sisin. Then it was a unique Umdina. It's called Bar Sisin, the Stama came from him. Masha'en Kein Aval Hacha. Hacha, the rule is. What's the rule by Chazaka? Lo Yehel Dinokit Shtara. Why is it someone's holding a Shtara? He tells the Marikama, you sold it to me, I have a shtar. We always say the Marikama is the Muzik. If you come with a shtar, you have to prove your shtar. So Rav Nachman, the Marikama is the Muzik. You come with a shtar, you have to prove a shtar. You come with a chazaka, you have to prove a chazaka. Whatever it is you're bringing, you have to prove. Rav Nachman is the easier shita. We take a pasnak Rav Nachman. Rav Rishayim and Shulchanar pasnak like Rav Nachman. That who is a muzik? When do you say a maisim achaveil of a raya on karka? It depends who's the last vadai owner. By karka, the marikama wins. The last vadai owner is the one who wins. It doesn't matter who's standing in the field. It's not like metatalim. By metatalim, if I'm holding a gemara and I say it's mine, you could prove you're a marikama. I'm the muzik because I'm holding it. By metatalim holding it makes you a mozik. By karkois, Rav Nachman holds, and we paskin, that standing in the field does not make you a musik. It doesn't matter if you're standing there. Karka in an exelus, and that's emes ledina. Even though we're going to spend much of the rest of Shia talking about Rava, we're going to try to understand Rava, but we paskin be'ikr like Rav Nachman. That a field, it doesn't matter who's standing there. I think we're used to that from all over Shas. Whenever we talk about a musik in a field, it's always the marikama, not the one who's standing there. Can't steal karka. And that's Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman is the easy shita. He says Bar Sisan is different. But before we go to Rava, it may be that the reason the other Rishonim did not like the Rif's pshat is because of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is comparing, he's saying, just like if you bring a shtar, you have to be Mekayim the shtar in order to get it away from the Marikama. The same thing, if you bring a chazaka, you have to prove your chazaka in order to get it. Those words make sense, like the Rashbam and like the Ramban. Because, like both of them, I say I was here 3 years, and you say you were taka here 3 years, but that's not a chazaka, because I walked through, or because I made a machai, it didn't pay for me to make a machai, I was in a faraway city. The pshat in this last line of the Gemara, like the Ramban, the Rashbam, is very smooth, it's very geschmack. As complicated as the sugya is, Rav Nachman's maskana is pashit. It's a very pashit maskana. On karka, marikama is muzik. You want to come with a tithe, you have to prove your tithe. Like the Rif, it's not so good. Like the Rif, it's taka true, if I come with a shtar, I have to prove the shtar. I'm coming with a chazaka. I'm proving my chazaka. There are edim that I made a chazaka. You're not tithing anything against my chazaka, like the Rif. But according to the Rif, the marikama is moida that this person has a chazaka. He's just saying something against his taina. He's saying, you taina, you bought it for me. And this day, punkt on that day, I was out of town. I couldn't have bought it for me. I couldn't have sold it to you. Like the Rif, Rav Nachman at the end, what's going on? Why are you comparing it to a shtar? A shtar is a raya. I have to prove the raya. Okay, my chazak is my raya. I prove my chazak. You have problems with my taina that I say I bought it from you. You say it couldn't have been. I'm the muzik now. I have a chazaka, just like if I have a shtar, I'm the muzik. So it's yitachin that the problem with the Rif's shita that made the other rishonim reject the Rif's shita may be because in the maskana it's just not the comparison. The shtar is not a smooth comparison. Could be that that's the pshat and why they ignored the Rif. Akoponim. However we'll look at it, the Klolius rule of our sugya is that we have here a disagreement between Rav and Rav Nachman, Lamaskana, whether a Mari Kama on Karka has a Kayach of Murzik. Rav says whoever's standing in the field has a Kayach. Rav Nachman says standing in the field is meaningless. To understand this, we have to step back and discuss how it works, why it works, and then we can have an appreciation of where Rav is coming from and maybe where Rav Nachman is coming from. So I'd like to discuss with you. This is really a sugya for Bava Kama, where the Gemara says that the reason for Maisi Mechaveri Olav Araya is a Svara Mandekoev Lei Ozla Asya. The Gemara says somebody who it hurts, he's the one that has to go to the doctor. Maisi Mechaveri Olav Araya, the one who's coming with a taina, he has to bring the proof. It's a Svara. How does Maisi Mechaveri Olav Araya work? There are three Chakiris which are interconnected. In the sugya of Hamaytzi Mechavei Olav Araya, these chakiris are discussed in the Kuntres HaSfeikis, in the Shari Yosher, Shef Schneitzer. They discussed, anybody who discusses, there's actually a concise on it, from saying Shua, as well, Yitz Hashem come to, that discuss in one form or another the following three chakiris, the Yisoidistika chakiris, in Hamaitzim Echaveri of Araya. And of course, they want to show that the Gemara actually discusses these chakiris. The first clear in the rule, before we'll come back to the sugi at the end, but the first clear in the rule of Hamaitzim Echaveri of Araya is the following. If you and I have a din Torah, and Bezna says, nobody brought proof, we give it to the Mozik. Let's say over metaphor. We're fighting over a piece of jewelry, and you have a taina, and I have a taina. And Bezna says, it's a suffix, Hamaitzim Echaveri all of Araya, the Mozik gets to keep it. That psak, that Hamaitzim Echaveri all of Araya, is a psak medin vadai, or is it a psak medin safik? In other words, is the pshat, Bezin says, I could keep it, Bezin saying, it's mine, finished, it's mine? Or is Bezin saying, we have no clue, we don't know what to do, so leave it where it is. Metam safik, we don't know what to do. It's 50-50, leave it where it is. What would be a nafkamina if I keep it mitam vaday or mitam safik? What would be a nafkamina if I'm a kaddish anisha with it? Let's say that a piece of jewelry, we have a din Torah. It could even be a din Torah where I don't know the truth and you don't know the truth. Right? It could be we did a kinyan and we're not sure if b'shas the kinyan was on my karka. Something in the Metzius we're not sure about. So Bezna says, Hamaitzim Echaveri Olav Araya, whoever's holding it, it's his. If the man goes and he's Mekadosh Anisha with this ring, is it a Kedushin Mitam Vaday? Or a Kedushin Mitam Safik? If you say, the Kutcher says fake, it brings this as an Afghanina. He says, if you'll say that it's a Psak Mitam Vaday, then if he's Mekadosh Anisha with it, so she's Mekudeshes. If you say that it's only Metam Safik, we don't know whose it is, so then the whole Kedushin is a Kedushin Metam Safik. Say Nafkamina would be this time of the year, if somebody had a Din Torah over a Lulav and an Esrig. And Bezna Paskin, it's a Safik, HaMaisi Mechaveri Olav Araya. So you get to hold on to the Lulav and the Esrig. Question is the lulav and esrig, you know that it has to belong to you to be aitzer. You need lochem. So if you need lochem, is it lochem? If Bezin Psak is metam vadai, so it's lochem. If Bezin Psak is metam safik, Bezin says we don't know what to do, you'll hold it. So to be aitzer with the lulav and esrig, be a safik. If I could be aitzer with the lulav and esrig. So this is the clair that a number of Achrayim clair. The stipler above a metzia simin chaf aleph brings a raya that is mitam vaday from the sugya of Tokvei Kayin. What is the sugya of Tokvei Kayin? The sugya of Tokvei Kayin is a gemara that talks about a safik bechar. You have an animal, and we're not sure when it gives birth, if this baby is the firstborn or not the firstborn. Let's say it's a 50-50 safik. It's a safik bechar. So the din is that the Israel who owns this bechar is not mechuyev to give it to a kayin. What's the whole sugya? Tokvei Kayin. What happens if the Kayin grabs it? Do we say if the Kayin grabs it, he's allowed to hold on to it? Or do we say, Tokvei Kayin, Maitzi and I send the other? There's a mandiyama there. The Tokvei Kayin, Maitzi and I send the other. that the Kayin has to give it back. The Psak Misafik is Hamaitzim Echaveri Olav Arayim. The Marikama had it. You can't just grab away from him. Tokva Kayim Etzinai Simiyadi, give it back to the Marikama Al Samaitzim Echaveri Olav Arayim. Gemara says that that's so good. That sveika is tichnasan ledir. That if you have a safik bechar, you take ma'aser from a safik bechar. That means the kohen grabbed it. Bezalel said, "Give it back." I put it back into my corral, and I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The tenth one is ma'aser. One of the nine that went out was the Safik Bechar. Afal PK, the halacha is that the tenth one is Meiser. Now, by Meiser, there's a din. Asiri Vadai Volei Asiri Safik. The tenth one, this is not a joke, but this animal is going to be makrav on the Mizbeach. It has to Vadai be kachin. Asiri Vadai Volei Asiri Safik. It has to be a tenth one, Betaris Vadai, not Betaris Safik. How could it be a tenth b'taras v'adai if I keep it out to Maitzim Echaveri Olav Arayim? Dr. Stipler, he's not the first one to bring the Raya, he brings the Raya from others. You see from here that a Maitzim Echaveri Olav Arayim is a psak b'taras v'adai. It's a psak b'taras v'adai, and that's how a Maitzim Echaveri Olav Arayim works. You get to keep it. There's a famous kasha of the Kuntres HaSfeikis that's also, it actually starts from the Urim V'Tumim, from Yenis and Aipshitz. Yenis and Aipshitz is the kasha by every Hamaiti Mechaveri Olav Araya. Every time there's a suffix and I get to keep something, we go to Din Torah, the Rezin says it's a suffix, you keep it. So he asked the kasha, why am I allowed to keep things misafik? There's an aveir in the Torah of Lois exile. You're not allowed to steal. Safik deraisa l'chumra. I'm not allowed to be over deraisa misafik. Safik deraisa l'chumra. So the question is, al safik Lois exile, I should have to give it back. Al safik Lois exile, that's Rabbi Yehuda Sinaipshitz's kasha. This kasha made a big tumult in the yeshiva world. There's an exchange of letters between Rav Shach and Rav Moshe when they were both in their 20s about this kasha. Rav Shach's side of the letters I never saw, but Rav Moshe has in the Igros Moshe and Chesher Mishpat his letters to Rav Shach, I think two letters to Rav Shach, about how what the right answer to Rabbi Yehuda Sinaipshitz's kasha is. It's a chap kasha. So there are two types of DNA Torah. Sometimes I know the emes, and I know the other person's lying, so I can keep it. That's true. But there are some DNA Torah where we both don't know. Like the Gemara says that I sell you something, and then we go to the barn, and the animal gave birth. It's a suffix. Did the animal give birth before I sold you the mother, or after? If it gave birth before, then the baby is mine. If it gave birth there, the baby is yours. Right? There, I don't know the truth, you don't know the truth. So the Gemara says, if it's standing in an agam, there's no muzik, so that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But if it's standing in the Meichiz Rishos, somebody says, well, all right, you get to keep the baby. See, I don't know the truth, and you don't know the truth. There are a lot of Dinei Torah where we don't know, you don't know, and I don't know. There are Dinei Torah, we go to Beis Din, and Bezin says, oh, this din Torah is talking about machlokes to Raman de Shach. What does Bezin do? Yeah, machlokes to Raman de Shach, the nominus. They say the muzik keeps it. Kimli, that's the cloud. If you're a muzik in a din Torah, so you win if it's a machlokes apaiski. So I don't know if the halacha is like the Raman, like the Shach, and you don't know. The halacha is, the safik, I keep it. So Frech Rav Yehuda said, Aipshitz, Gantz good al tchoshim mish, but I could keep it as chavel v'raya. What about Sofik Daras l'chumra? He's an aveira of lois exile. I'm not allowed to take it from you. How can I keep it? So there are two terutzim. Do you think that terutz makes sense?
What are you going to do with it? Name one
up? All right. There are two mahalchim. And these two mahalchim, one is Rav Meir Eibshitz and one is Rav Chaim Sfeikis, and that's what Rav Moshe's letters are about, the Rav Shach. To me, one mahalch I always have a problem with, but I'll tell you both mahalchim, and before I tell you my own personal bias on the Shach. There are two terutzim. I hope I'm getting right which one's whose, but I think Rav Meir Eibshitz's terutz is that Lois Sigzoil depends on the Psak of Bezdin. Lois Sigzoil is totally a Psak Bezdin. Whatever Bezdin paskins, that I'm not allowed to steal. I'm not allowed to do the opposite. Maybe what Bezdin paskin in Shemayim, the Metzias, was different. Lois Sigzoil is not totally in Shemayim. The Sigzoil is totally in the Psak Bezdin. Now, obviously, if I fool Bezdin, I can't rely on Psak Bezdin. If I lie to Bezdin and fool them, you can't rely on Psak. But where's the Safik? I'm not a Safik. Whatever Bezdin tells me to do, that's the halacha for me. I'm not overly Sigzoil if I do what Bezdin tells me to do. That's Rabbi Edison Eibshitz's teretz. So I'm zichin not overly Sigzoil. Because I did what Bezdin paskins. Finish.
If I know Bezdin made a mistake.
If I know Bezdin made a mistake in
the
Metzias.
If
I know the Metzias is different, then I've added it. It doesn't apply. But Bezdin's a Tayyib Dvar Mishnah, a Tayyib Metzias, then I've added it. But as long as I don't know, I go to Bezdin, and Bezdin tells me, I'm Vaday not over like 6. The Kuntshaseh Sveikis had a different teretz. He said the teretz that you're saying. He says, Reuven and Shimon have a din teretz. So Bezdin says, Reuven keeps it. I might say, okay, I'll arrive. So Rabbi Yosef Abshis, yes, Akasha. How could Reuven keep it for him? It's an Isser. Well, he sings all. So he should have to give it to Shimon. I'll suffer their rising. So Kutri HaSeh HaSveik is, what do you mean? Shimon has the same cheshbon. Shimon is also going to say, what do you mean? For me, it's also a suffix. So suffix like Sigzal. He'll give it back to Reuven. Saying the Davasai, Reuven will give it to Shimon, Shimon will give it to Reuven. So why does it help to say suffix like Sigzal, Reuven gives it to Shimon? Why does it help? So Yachlaik was right to suffix like Sigzal. I have half of it, which maybe I have no right to have. And you, this Vaday, one of us is even like Sigzal, right? Because the right is no good. So maybe you might as well keep it. I don't understand this teretz. I personally don't understand the teretz. I'm not allowed to be over a suffix of their eyes. I'm not supposed to make a cheshbin that we give it to you, you'll be over a suffix of their eyes, so it's not my cheshbin. This teretz, what do you mean? If for me it's a suffix isser, so I should run away from it. I don't want it. You also don't want it? So that's your business. You want to give me a gift, I'll take it as a gift. But to keep it Mishuras Adin, this is the problem I always have with the Kuntshaseh Sveikis Teretz. You like the Teretz? Tell me. You understand it? Huh? Okay. His Teretz is a good Teretz on the Bezdin. Why Bezdin doesn't tell him?
It's not Chad, we might as well keep it. Each one has
the same
time.
The Bezdin says. Beside the Bezdin, I'm asking. It's a good terrace beside the Bezdin. Yeah. But once I get it, I should have a cheshbin. Bezdin paskin that way because they don't know what happened. So I should still have a problem of suffix like Sigzal. So that's Rabbi Yosef Eibshitz's terrace. You don't have to come onto this two way street. And what'll be if I have a din Torah with a cut? Let's say a cut in Yarshin, this father's thing. So we go to the Torah, and Bezdin says, Tanina le Katan, and the Suffolk I win. So the Katan doesn't have a Suffolk Isloy Sigzal. Katan not Mitzvah. So then I do have to give it back to him. All right, but Lamaisa, these are two Terutzim. I mean, the whole Velt understands both Terutzim. He if you want to tell me that a psak bezna, sefker bezna hefker, which is a tremendous chiddush, I'll be masking. If that, but it's really a different teretz. It's really another teretz. And I don't think bezna's psak is a hefker bezna, the psak. Later they could take it back. If new evidence comes up, they take it back. And I'm being masking it. Anyway, these are two terutzim in that the whole yeshiva velta was over. L'chayra, these two terutzim are the clear, if a maitzim mechaveira olav arai is a psak vadai, or if a maitzim mechaveira olav arai is a psak safik. Rabbi Eisen Eichrist is saying that you're not over loy sigzol b'vadois, bezna psak makes it yours. That shtims, that a maitzim mechaveira is a vadai, memeila it's a vadai, and as I is. The klitshah has fakest teretz, that, well, what's going to help to give it back to him? He's going to have the same problem. He's saying attack is a suffix. It's a suffix, but that suffix is not enough that you have to give it away. So he's never gone that a maitzi mechaber of a raya is taka a suffix to kedim. So it seems that these two mahalchim are the mahalchim that they are arguing about. And like I said, the stifler brings a raya from the Gemara by Tokfei Kayin, by Ziri Vadei, by the Asiri Safik, that it is a psak mitam vadei. Now, there's a second clear, and again, all these chakiras are related one to the other. There's a second chakira. Which is, even if you'll say like the Stipe, that is Bateres Vadei, what is the Din Vadei that the Torah said, you get to keep it in the Din Vadei? Again, you can understand two different ways. The way the Reb Shimon and the Shari Yoshes and Shari Hei Paragvav, the way he shtels avek, and no two neviim say nevu in the same lashon, no two chaykrim say exactly the same lashon of chakira. In his lashon, he says that you could understand two ways when we call it Torah's vada. You could understand that hamaitzim mechaveri olav araya is a machriya, it's a psak, it's machriya the safik, because really, indeed, a moment is Bez never knows 100%. Any din Torah, Chazaka of Gimel Shanim, or Shtaris, Bez never knows. Anything could be a forgery, anything could be a fake, witnesses could lie. But there's a hachra, the Torah said, two Eidim, that's a hachra, that's a psak. Now, between me and you, two Eidim is not 100% either. It's happened that two Eidim have lied. But in din, it's machriya the din. It makes a vadai psak. So you could learn that amaytzi mechayv araya, it's a din, it's machriya. It's machriya that this is the correct thing. As far as we're concerned, this is emes. As far as we're concerned, this is true, it's emes. And memeila, kach yu advar. Or, like two Eidim, just like two Eidim, when you have Eidim is Emes. When you have nothing else, Muvzik is Machriya. Well, he says, it could be not that way. It could be, it's what he calls a Hanhoga. Hanhoga's best. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, he knew that human beings don't always know what to do. We're not Neviim. We don't know what to do. And Memela, we have a rule that if you don't know what to do, you leave it by the Mori Kama. Now we paskin it says it becomes his b'taras vadai. You give me Makadosh Anisha, the psak is b'taras vadai. However, it's not because not because we say we know for sure. It's a hanhoga. It's the way we behave in sveikus. Hanhoga sveikus. How do you behave when you have a subject? This is the way to behave. You leave it by the mulzik. The psak is b'teres vat. Rav Shimon says in Nafkanina, if it's what he calls a hachra, then it's a psak, like we said earlier, legabi isurim also. Viva kaddish anisha, siri vadai. It's a psak legabi that as well. However, if it's an hoga in sveikus, then it's only true in chayshem mishpat ikashayles, things that have to do with chayshem mishpat. B'mekadesh anisha really is also chayshem mishpat. The question is it my ring? Did it become your ring? So it's true. It could be mekadesh anisha with it. V'lu yitzur will come up with a case, which we'll come up with in a minute, where hamaitzi mechaber of a raya directly is the nafkamina for dine iser. That'll be a nafkamina. And what type of vadai is? Is it a vadai like two eidim that we say this is emes, or is it just a hachra, a hanhoga in dine mominis? No. Just to give you a simple example, it's not his example. Let's say somebody wants to make a shvuah that something is true for some reason. You shouldn't make shvuahs. Two Adim say that something is emes. If a person goes and makes a shvuah that it's emes, he's a fool for making shvuahs, but we can't fault him. The Torah says that's emes. If Bez and Paskins were Amaisi Mechavel of Araya, are you right for making a shvuah it's emes? Are you ready to make a shvuah? If it's Achra, something's we neman, it's emes. If it's just a hanhoga, the way we behave and we don't know what to do, so we don't know what to do. We have to give the money to someone. We give it to him. B'tar is vada. We pask it. It's his. He wouldn't make a shvua. There's an exchange of letters between the Nesivis and the Chemda Shloimai on this shayla, on the first shayla. If Hamaitzi Mechaveir Olav Araya is a vadai, or if it's a safik. And it's printed, the Chemda Shloimai Simen Aleph, in the Tshuvas Chemda Shloimai. The first Simen is his letter to the Nesivis. The Simen Beis, he printed the Nesivis' letter back to him. They're both noita that it works with Torah Safik. Not like the Stadler's Raya. And their Raya is from a Gemara in Bava Basra, and that Pei Aleph. And the Gemara there, the issue is the following. The Gemara there talks about someone who sells trees. The halacha is, if you go to someone and you sell him three trees or more, and he buys it from you, the assumption is he's not just buying the trees, he's buying the karka that's around the trees as well. Kana gimeli lanais, kana karka. If you sell someone one tree, so he doesn't own the karka. Now you can't tell him the next day, I only sold you the tree, take it home. It's understood that it stays in the karka until you cut it down, but he doesn't own the karka. If you sell him two trees, hakadishnei lanais besefsa de chaveirai, so that is a machloikis tanoim, and we pass him at the chachamim that it's a safik. It's a safik if he meant to sell him the karka too. Hamaitzi mechaveri olav araya, and the marikama keeps the karka, and the buyer only gets the trees. Okay, understand the gemara? This is a gemara. You buy two trees. It's a safik if it's included. Shaila, the Gemara talks about, if I buy two trees from you and I harvest the peiris, am I mechuyev to bring bikurim? What's a shaila? By bikurim it says asher tavi me'artzecha. You only chayev in bikurim if you own the karka. Asher tavi me'artzecha. I'm only chayev in bikurim if I own the karka. So the shaila is this case. I buy two trees from you. It's a suffix if I bought the karka also. Do I bring bikurim? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara there brings a Mishnah from Mesechtas Bikurim. The Mishnah says, Hakayin Ishtayin Lanais Besech Sadeh Shal Chaveiroi, Mevi Ve'ein Ekayre. He brings Bikurim, but Ein Ekayre, he doesn't read the Parshas Bikurim. The way most Rishonim explain, it's a Safik. The Safik you bring, Ve'ein Ekayre. Zok dechem de shleimai. Let's see, what's the case? There are two trees and karka. We go to Bezdin. We have a shaila who owns the karka. What is Bezdin paskin? We said it's a safik. Who gets the karka? Marikama. Amaisi mechaveyol of Araya. Marikama gets the karka. If the Marikama gets it because of Amaitzi Mechaveil of Araya, and that's called Torah's Vadai, so then why does the person have to bring Bikurim? He Vadai doesn't own Karka. If Amaitzi Mechaveil of Araya is a Psak B'Torah's Vadai, then the other person Vadai doesn't own the Karka. So why do I have to bring Bikurim Misafik? Must be that a mitzvah mechaveri all of Araya is only a psak b'teira safik. It's a safik who gets the karka. Since it's a psak b'teira safik, I have to bring bikurim as safik. Maybe I do own karka. But from the shleima and the sivus neman that this is a good raya, that a mitzvah mechaveri all of Araya is not a vadai, it's only a safik. Reb Shimon has to answer this because there are kama gedolim will hold that it works b'teiras v'adai. Besides the stipulin ems on this way, there are others. Kuntzes Fakus himself is noted to teiras v'adai. Ramoshin and Chuvus ems on that is b'teiras v'adai. See Pnei Shua in a minute. If it's b'teiras v'adai, how do you answer that Gemara? Why do I have to bring Bikurim? We had a din Torah over the karka. And Bezdin said the karka belongs to him. I bought two trees. We went to Bezdin. I claimed the karka. He claimed that he didn't include the karka. Bezdin Paskin, he keeps the karka. If it's Bateri's father, why do I have to bring Bikurim? Zotrib Shimon, if you name on the Torah's Vadai, is a hanhoga and dine mominus. Even when we say it's Torah's Vadai, it's not because we know. In dine mominus, that's the way the Torah told you to be naik. Mimitsius, we don't know whose it is. It's hanhoga and mominus. Then it's only a din and mominus. It's a din and dine momin. It's taka din even by Kedushin. Even though Kedushin is Evan Hazar. But it's totally in who owns the ring. Once there's a psak, I own the ring, now it's totally my ring. By Bikurim, where it's a shaila in Dine Isser, a Dine Isser mi Arzacha, it's not totally that I have control over it. It's not totally that I can have a Noah from the Karka. It's not totally in that at all. It's not like Kedush. Kedush depends if you control it and you have a Noah from it. Here, you have to be kind of Pasik of Arzacha. The question isn't, Dine Mama, do you own it? The question is, B'mitzias, do you own it? B'mitzias? We don't know. So Zakrib Shimon, there will be maida in Dine Bikurim that it doesn't work with Torah's Vada. But anything that's totally in Dine Mamin, it works with Torah's Vada. Al-Koponim, we come away with two mahalach. The mahalach that it works, Hamaisach HaVaraya makes it a Vadai, whatever form of Vadai you say, it's Psak. And the Anhaga, that it works, the Torah Safik. There's a third Chakira, all interrelated, which this whole thing is telling him. When a Marikama wins, why does a Marikama win? A Maisa Mechaveh Al-Varaya, Ari Kamo wins. We always use the word chazaka. It's becheskas the Ari Kamo. What does it mean, becheskas Ari Kamo? Normally we understand, it's a din by mamon, that whoever is in control retains control. That's one way to learn. That whoever's in control retains control. That's pshat chazaka. That's one way to learn. The second way to learn. You could learn that it works as chazaka demeikara. What is chazaka demeikara? If a woman is a masufik when she lost her psula. It has nothing to do with mominus. It has to do with the ineis of a head. Chazok de Beikara says it happened later. You don't know when it changed. You say it happened later. You have a mikveh. You know the mikveh had memsah. Today, you measure it. It doesn't have memsah. Something happened. You don't know when it happened. An animal came and drank from it. You don't know when. You say Chazok de Beikara. You say it had memsah. And it stayed the same way until the first minute we know it was different. If anybody was tovel, for a year, people were tovel in this mikveh, it's all tar. Unless, until we know it's different. Now, is it by a mikveh that's chosev asoi, that has a crack, and we know it's leaking, they're different dinim. I'm talking where it's a good mikveh. And some maisa happened that made it less, lose water. So we say it happened as late as possible. That's Chazaka de Neikara. Where do we know Chazaka de Neikara? Gezeres HaKosev. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. It's either one man Yama says Gezeres HaKosev, one man Yama says Halacha Mishum Sina. Chazaka de Neikara is Gezeres HaKosev. Just like going Basa Raiv is Gezeres HaKosev. Going Basa Chazaka de Neikara is Gezeres HaKosev. There are two ways to learn the idea of a chazaka by you could learn they just leave the money where it is. Whoever has it, you leave it cheskas mamon. Or you could learn, no, it's a chazaka de meikara. It's a rule in the Torah that things stay the same until we know they changed. If we know you're a marikama, it stays the same until we know you changed. That's Chazok de Beikar. In the Kutrasei Shiurim of Metzia, he brings the Kama Svarim for many Achrayim that the Chakira that we're talking about, if Amoitze Bechaveil of Araya makes it Vada yours or Safik yours, this Shiloh is totally in which chazaka we're talking about. If the reason you keep it is because we leave things what we call status quo, we leave things where they are, that's a suffix. Just leave things where they are. Not a psak. That's a suffix. And it's a psak to leave it where it is, but it's because we don't know. Just leave things. If it goes off chazaka de meikara, xeris hakasov, the chazaka de meikara, that is a psak. That's a psak. We're paskening that this mikveh was good. Anybody was toivel, and he came to me with toivel, avadei tor. Take him to the Beis HaMikdash. Then it's a psak. Chazaka de meikara means you assume there was no change, unless you know there was a change. Chazaka de meikara, that's a teres vad. Now these are the two ways to learn Chazaka. There's a lot of Torah on this. There are those who want us to learn that it's totally taka in the machlokes tokvei kayim. It's in, I say, hey, it's in, that's gufa yena machlokes in the Gemara of tokvei kayim. It's totally in vade in Safik. It's a year. These are two ways to learn. Until the Eliyahu Navi comes, we won't know which one is right because there are gedolei olam on both sides of the machlokes. And the halach lemailish and lemaisa shailis, Ramosha digris Moshe Yeridayas and in Reish Lamid Beis has halach lemaisa shaila, which is totally in this chakira, this shaila. Now come back to Rava. Let's come back to Agava. Rava Rav Nachman, the way we learned the Gemara, which is the Rav Shach explains the Maskana, it's Karev to Pashup Shad, are arguing the following. There's a Mare Kama in this land. There's another person who's Koi Benichsa, he's standing there right now. He's been standing there for 2 years. Who gets the Din Mare Kama? Who has to prove? Now, if he's standing there less than 3 years, we all agree less than 3 years is not standing there. Because people stand in other people's fields all the time. Rava holds, standing there 3 years means you're standing there. Who now do we say, on who do we say it? Do we say it on the Marikama? He's the one, that's what Nachman says. On the one that's standing there. It's very glad to learn that this should be Tali in the two Mahalchim. If the pshat in Hamaytzi Mechavel Varaya is that it's Cheskes Mamon, we just can't do anything. We have to leave it where it is. Then I understand Rava. I can understand. Rava says, this is where it is, where it's at. He's standing here 3 years. This is where it's at. Leave it where it is. By Barsisin, Marikam is standing there. Leave it where it is. I understand Rava very gishmak. However, if you learn that it works out chazak in the meikar, like the stipler learns or Moshe learns, if the Yeshua learn that hamaytzibach avaraya is a vadois, it's a psak, and it's a psak out chazak in the meikar. The last klara thing we have, we say it didn't change. The last klar metzias we had, the last metzias was the mikvah was malay, we say it didn't change. The last metzias that we had was that the issue was a psula, we say it didn't change. Over here, the last klara thing we had was the marikam. He klar owned it. He was klar the bailiff. That's the last klar psak. He's standing here now. But his standing is not a clear thing. His standing here now is gufa the nidai. Is his standing here meaningful or meaningless? If you go basa chazak de meikar, you must learn like Rav Nachman. Now, if you go by Secheskes Mamon, you can still say, like Rav Nachman. You can still learn like Rav Nachman. But if you learn Chazok in the Meikara, I don't think it's Shayach to learn like Rav. You can't learn like Rav's Pesach. Now, we pass like Rav Nachman, which is good. But it's Yitachin. Most people, when they learn Rav's words, Avaraya, the eyebrows are raised. What are you talking about, Meisei Chavera? The Marikam is the most. Rav is totally in this. If Maisav Hal Varaya means the last Klara Psak stands, the last Klara Metzias stands, then the Marikam is the most. If it means we're not going to mix in, then you can understand Rava. We don't mix in, he's standing here. Now, if someone stops standing in a field, it's nothing. He's standing here 3 years, it's something. It's something. So we leave it where it is. These are two Mahalchim, Maisav Hal Varaya. They're Shas Mahalchim. I'm not coming to say any hachrois, but the Torah, sort of the Ikkar Torah in this, in the sugya of Hametz Vachal Avaraya, and that Torah is very much shayach to Rav Shita, which is the hardest Shita here in the Gemara. And the one thing which I left out is the Beis Halevi on the bottom Rashbam. The Beis Halevi on the bottom Rashbam, Chavtes Amid Beis, asks a stira between the Rashbam Chavtes Amid Beis and the Rashbam in the next sugya, which we're going to learn next man. So we're going to come back in Yitz Hashem to the Stiris HaRashbam and to the Beis Halevi, the first thing next man, and Yitz Hashem will come to it. For those of you who didn't finish the sugya totally, even if you did, you say this I spoke out today, and I might say Varaya, it's very kedai to get klar and to get down on a piece of paper, klar, the two mahalchim, the rayas, the more rayas. Tomorrow, I'll give you shiur 10 to 11, but that doesn't mean this man ends 11 o'clock tomorrow. It means that I'm hoping that you'll go down to the Beis Medrash or to the Shmuz, whichever is your, whichever you choose. But But to get the sugya klar is a very, it's very worthwhile. Everything is worthwhile, but this is yisaidistik, and you should spend time on it. I hope to see you all tomorrow, bright and early.